siyezwa ukuthi hayi uSathane uphumile ngamandla amakhulu impela ukuhlasela njengoba azi ukuthi izinsuku zakhe imfushane ziyaphela.
We hear how we have been told that the devil's days are getting less, and that how he is fighting, how he is attacking in this time.
Ngamanye amazwi kudingeka amasosha impela azolwa alwe ayibambe lempi eqinile amelane noSathane amelane nesono.
Thus we need soldiers who are standing firm, who are tough, and that are fighting against the devil.
Cela abanye odade kade besiculisa ke besiculele iculo elithi woze ube lisosha lika Jesu.
And our sisters that were singing for us, they can come forward and sing the song, "Come Be a Soldier of the Lord Jesus."
Leli iculo limema wonke umuntu ukuthi asukume ame abe yisosha lika Jesu alwe nempi.
This song invites us that each one of us is a soldier of the Lord Jesus that will fight for him.
And
we would like that everybody stands on their feet. Thank you very much.
Isikhathi esiphila kuso sibi kangangokuthi impela sidinga amasosha angezukwesaba.
The time that we are living in is evil, and this is why we need soldiers to fight the enemy.
Ngoba uma sesaba siphathwa ubugwala, izinto zizokunakala sikhona singayilwi impi ebhekene nabantu bakaNkuluNkulu ebhekene nebandla.
If we are afraid or cowards, then we won't be able to stand up so that we can fight for the Lord Jesus.
Omunye sabe nokuthi awukuzothwani mase ngiphambana neningi mina. Nganakho bonke abantu bayakwenza ukuthi ha kuzothwani igwala.
Some will say, what will happen if I go against the flow, go against the masses, are you a coward?
Uma engikwenzayo kungaphambani nezwi likaNkuluNkulu, kuhle ngikwenze kuze kukhazinyuliswe igama likaNkuluNkulu uma khamsana nezwi likaNkuluNkulu.
If that which I do doesn't go against God's word, I need to stand up and stand firm in that. As long as I don't go against God's word.
Iculo besilcula liyamema limema thina sonke lithi asize sibe ngamasosha kaJesu.
The song we've just sung is an invitation to us all that we should come and become a soldier for the Lord Jesus.
Sonke siyamenywa ukuba silwe nempi yobumnyama.
We are invited to fight against This enemy of darkness.
Sonke silwe simelane no Satan simelane nesono.
That we would fight against the devil, fight against sin.
Kulesi skhathi esiphila kuso ziningi izinto ezihlasela impilo, ezihlasela umuntu, nezihlasela ibandla lika Christu Jesu.
In the time we are living, many things are coming against us as children of God and as the church needs to stand up against many an onslaught.
Kuyadabukisa ma ubona ezinye izinto zenzeka ma uthi uyakhuluma nabantu ethatha umuntu awu phela esinye isikhathi lesi phela sekuyilesi sikhathi samanje isikhathi samalungelo amalungelo ani izinto ayibheda ziphambana nebandla ziphambana nokuphila ziphambana noNkulunkulu.
When one goes to somebody and speaks to them about something that they are doing, then they say, no, this is our time now. This is the time of rights. What rights? Rights when you're going against God's word?
Uma izinto ziphambana nezwi likaNkulunkulu, kudingeka amasosha lapho azoshaya phansi ngonyawo athi qha.
If things go against the Lord and God's word, we need soldiers that would put their foot down and say no.
Incwadi yesibili kaTimoteyu sahluko sesibili.
2 Timothy chapter 2.
So funda kusukela endimeni yokuqala.
From verse 1.
Ngakho wena mntanami yiba namandla emseni okuKristu Jesu.
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Lokho okuzwileyo kimi phambi kofakazi abaningi. Lokho ke kubeke kubantu abathembekileyo abaza kuba namandla okufundisa nabanye.
And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
Hlanganyela nami ukuhlupheka njengebutho elihle likaKristu.
You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Akakho osempini olibala imidingo yalokhu kuphila aze akholeke kulowo abuthwe nguye.
No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
Ngifisa ukuthi sikhulume ngesosha elethembekile noma ibutho elethembekileyo.
I wish to speak about the soldier or an army that is faithful.
Ibutho ke noma isosha liyisosha elethembekile ngoba kakhulukazi lesaba uNkulunkulu.
A soldier or an army that is faithful is one that fears God.
Isosha elethembekileyo lihamba ngokomyalo eliyaliweyo lenze ngqo lokho elikutsheliwe ukuthi alikwenze.
The soldier who is faithful goes according to the command that has been given to him.
Ibutho elethembekile liyalalela uma litshelwa lenze lokho elikutsheliweyo.
An army that is faithful will listen to the command given and will do as they are told.
Mhlawumbe siqale ngokuthi nje yini isosha nje kuyisosha yini isosha noma ibutho.
Let's start off with just asking, what is a soldier? What is an army?
Isosha umuntu oqeqeshelwe ukuba avikele izwe njengalaye ningizima Africa ahlale emngceleni avimbe agade avikele izwe lakubo emngceleni.
They are people that are enlisted to protect the borders of the country.
Uma kungena izitha lilwe isosha libaleki.
And when the enemy wants to come in, the soldier will stand and will fight, will not run away. And the soldier will stand being equipped with weapons. These weapons are good enough, are those that are there to protect the nation.
Lezo zikhali zilungele ukuba nalo isotsha likwazi ukuyivikela ngazo.
And the weapons are good for that soldier to even protect himself.
Isotsha uma lingahlomile lingayiphethe ikhali zalo zobusosha akusosha lalutho lelo.
If a soldier is not equipped with his weapons, he is no good soldier at all.
Kanti kukhona ukuthi isotsha lingaba yisotsha liphathe ikhali lilo lipatrol lihambe emngceleni ligade isitha malibona ukuthule kuthedu lize lijwayele mase leyo patrol lihamba alibeka ikhali lapha linganaki.
But you also get the soldier that will patrol and will get used to that things are going well and everything is peaceful, and then even leave the weapon on one side and just be slack.
Omunye umnewethu la ebandleni besaya emasotsheni beyovimba emngceleni begada izitha babele eAngola ngase Angola emngceleni bekulelisa uhlangothi lwase Sodawesi abayazi iSodawesi okwakuyinami sekuyinamibia manje bese emngceleni lapho begade izitha engaphesheya.
Somebody who is here in the congregation, one of the older men, was on the border that was still in the southwest, which is now in Namibia, on the border of Angola.
Uthi babejwayele ukuhamba emngceleni begudla umngcele begadile begadile hayi aqhamukile uthi aqhamukile utho ngelinye ilanga bahamba beyopatrola ngeemoto zamasosha hayi ikhali bayibeka lapha beyihambela.
They were so used to going and patrolling on the border and nothing happening. One day they just went with the patrol vehicles and left their weapons on one side.
Ngenxa yokwejwayela kwabo bayishiya ikhali zaqhamuka izitha baphephiswa ukuthi bathi nyawo zami ngibelethe ukuba baphila.
And when they were in this state, the enemy came and attacked them, and they were only saved because they ran away.
Izwi lenkosi ke liyasikhuthaza nangokuthi thina amaKristu singabe ngabantu abahlomileyo abahlale behlomile ikhali zethu zokomoya.
And God's word says to us that we should be Christians who are equipped with weapons in the spiritual warfare.
Ubuze noma sihlangana nani endleleni yethu yokholwa sibe namandla okuyicima imicibisholo kaSathane.
That when we are in the battle against the evil one, that we can intercept the weapons, the arrows of the enemy. The soldier of Christ will stand firm and will fight against the evil one. When the arrow of gossip comes, that Christian can stand firm and as a soldier can shield off this arrow.
Acibishele uSathane ngomcibisholo ukuthi yeba acime avale avike umKristu ngobuhlomile ngezikhali zakhe umKristu zobuKristu.
When the arrow comes against the soldier of thieving, then he can stand firm and go against it and quench it.
Noma ngabe uyaciba uSathane uciba ngomcibisholo ukuthi umuntu alangazelele ukubuka izithombe zobunqunu ahahela abafana ahahela amantombazane avala gcike umKristu oyisocial kaKristu.
And when the era of pornography comes to one where a young man longs and yearns for a young woman to look at her nakedness, or likewise, a young girl wants to look at the nakedness of men, then they will stand firm and fight against it.
Ngokusizo Musa kaNkulunkulu ekwazi ukumamelana nempi kaSathane, impi yobumnyama, eyicima, eyivika, azakwazi ukuthi ayolekelela nomnye oseceleni ohlaselwa yimpi kaSathane, akwazi ukumbambisa amlwise yona ngomkhuleko, ngeyalo ezinhle nangayo yonke indlela, nalo wagcine senqobile. Njengoba kade sizwa la insizwa ayifakaza ngomkhuleko, zivuma izono zazo zanqoba uqalekele idakamiso.
And they, as they stand firm and fight the devil and overcome, they are strengthened to be able to help the one that is next to them, that they may overcome the enemy together. Also for that person, through prayer, through commitment that you can say. And we heard in the testimony how the young person was helped, the young men, to go against drug addiction.
Alikwazi isosho ukuthi ngama livikele izwe, livikele abanye abantu abangemva kwalo, uma lona libonakala ukuthi alinazi impawu zokunqoba nokulwa nempi.
A soldier cannot try and protect others if it doesn't have the signs that it has already overcome.
Ngithe iculo lesimema sonke lithi woza ube yisosha ulwe nempi, uJesu uyakubiza.
The song invites us, come be a soldier of the Lord Jesus. Jesus calls us.
Ziningi izimpi ezihlasela umuntu ngamunye. Ziningi izimpi ezihlasela imindeni, ezihlasela izwe lilonke.
There are many battles that we need to fight personally. There are many battles that are raging against the family. Many battles raging against the nation.
Nezwe lase South Africa ziningi izimpi elibhekene nazo ezilihlaselayo okudingeka amasosha azoma alwe nempi.
And we in South Africa need to fight these many battles that come against us.
Ngikhulumile ngishike sasho nangasekuseni enye impi esayibona izihlasela izwe lakithi yimpi yokuthi kuvunyelwe ngokomthetho ukuthi kuganane ongqingili neyitabane South Africa kwaze kwangena kwala noma abantu base South Africa bethi asifuni lokhu yaliwe parliamente kwa register bayapha kwaphasa siyaganana neyitabane baganana ongqingili.
And we even mentioned this morning that we fight here in South Africa a battle of how the lawgivers have made it possible that homosexuals can marry, even though the nation had gone against this, but they went into parliament, they just passed it as they wanted to.
Enye impi ehlasela izwe lase South Africa ukubulawa kweingane eziswini zonina. Ah, umuntu wesifazane abe nesibindi impela aqinisele ibulawa ingane esiswini sakhe. Nakho lokho abantu base South Africa bathi asifuni vele kuphambene nezwi likaNkulunkulu, kodwa iSouth Africa yakuphasisa, ziyabulawa izingane imihla namalanga ebhedlela nasemaclinic.
And another battle that is raging in South Africa is the killing of the unborn baby. Oh, you mothers, that you have such courage to kill your own baby. And the nation was actually against it, but they just passed that law.
Ah, pama sosha zuphumela obala athi cha asimethina ngeenyawo. Awushintshwe lo mthetho okubulawa izingane eziswini. Awushintshwe lo mthetho wokuganana kongqingili eSouth Africa.
Where are those soldiers that will stand up and say, even though that these laws have been passed, let us stand up and go against these laws?
Manje kwa nanko omunye nanko mfenye into ehlasela izwe lase South Africa edinga amasosha azosukuma alwe abambane nalempi. Kuyahlongozwa ukuthi kuphasise umthetho wokuthi kufundiswe izingane zethu esikoleni ngocansi, zifundiswe phakathi ezikoleni izingane ezincane CSE iyahlasela impi. Apha amasosha azoma phambi kwamaclass ethi uthisho phethe lento phandle.
And we are facing a battle here in South Africa where they are wanting to pass the law of sex education in our schools. Oh, that we would be able to stand up and fight this battle. And that the teacher who wants to teach it, that the teacher would have to go outside.
No, Muganye, izofika lento, ficakala ukuthi awekho amasosha nomgogodla, azovuma nje. Ntombazane, khumula, mfana.
Oh, where are those soldiers? Where are those with a backbone that will stand up and will go against us? Just imagine if you are standing in the classroom and you say to the girl and say, come, you girl, you undress, come, you boy, you look at what it looks like, what a girl is made like.
Ngiyakusho lokhu ngoba nangesikhathi kuhlongozwe indaba ye-abortion kubizwa ngegama elihle termination. Ngegama elizwakala ngathi lihle lisingisi. Babengazi ukuthi bazodinga ukuthi alale phansi kufakwe lezindla ukuya umuntu wesifazane kunonsula ingalo kunonsula umlenzana wengane kufohlozwe ikhanda. Emva kwalokho intombazana isalale ebusuku ikhumbula ukuthi hawu leya nto ebiyenziwa kimi, hawu leya nto eyenziwa kimi, hawu leya nto ebiyenziwa kimi. Kodwa ngesikhathi ukuseza bizwa ngegama elihle, kungacabangeki umuntu akumukele kanti le nto isigcino wuyo ngezukulala ehlushwa yile nto ukuthi ukwenzile. Hawu ingane yami nayo ngabe isingaka nje, hawu wabheka obani esasikhulelwe kanye nabo. Hawu bandla, ubheke useyayithuma nje ingane yakhe. Hey, isifunda u-grade 8. Hey, neyami ngabe isingaka nje ifunda u-grade 8.
Just imagine when that law was passed of abortion, or as they termed it nicely, termination of pregnancy. They didn't explain to you how you would have to lie down there and how they take that baby and pull the arm off and pull the leg off and crush the head. And then the girl cannot sleep afterwards. Being troubled by this, the guilt that it has killed innocent blood. And then the thoughts come back. Oh, my child, you know, if I look at that other child, this is how big my child would be. You know, if my child would still live, it would be in grade 8 now.
Ame athi ayingene eklasini lento ngeke sifundiswe lamanyala sifundiswe lo dodo eklasini.
Where are those soldiers that will go against CSE and will say, no, this will not come into our classrooms?
Uthi umphostoli Paul, wena mntanami, iba namandla emseni okuKristu Jesu.
The Apostle Paul says, oh, you my son. Or in Zulu it says, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men.
This
was the last letter that Paul wrote to Timothy.
Bese kuumyalo wokugcina semyalo wokugcina uTimotheo esevalelisa uPaulo kuTimotheo ngamanye amazwi kumbhalelini.
These were the last instructions literally that Paul had given to Timothy.
Uthi hlanganyela nami ukuhlupheka njengebutho elihle likaKristu.
That you would engage with me as a faithful soldier of Christ.
Ebuhluphekeni Timotheu nawe hlanganyela nami, bambisana nami Timotheu.
And endure those hardships. Come and be one with me. Be together with me in this.
Donsa kanye nami kulokhu kuhlupheka Timotheu.
Come pull along with me, O Timothy.
Qinisela kanye nami Timotheu kulokhu kuhlupheka.
Stand firm, Timothy, in this hardship.
Bekezela kanye nami, uqhubeke kanye nami Timotheu, ungangishiyi, ungakulahli lokho engifundise khona Timotheu.
Endure together with me, Timothy, don't let it go.
Ngoba wena Timotheo uyibutho kuba ngathi uthi awuvunyele ukubuyela emumva, awuvunyele ukubheka emumva, kodwa qhubeka Timotheo, qinisela Timotheo, bambelela Timotheo.
As you, Timothy, are a soldier, you are not allowed to go back, you're not allowed to look back, but you go forward and you stand firm. And you're endure.
Ngokwenze njalo Timotheo uyobukhombisa ukuthi uyibutho elihle impela, uyisosha elihle impela Timotheo.
And as you go forward like this, you will show yourselves as being a good soldier for Christ.
Isosha libi elingelihle uma sesihlangana nempi liyaflathela libheka emumva libaleke.
A bad soldier, when it's faced with the enemy, will turn around and run away.
Umisosha sehlangana nezimpi usathane secibishela Isosha elingethembekile elingenamgogodla liyaflathela libheke emuva.
And as the devil comes against you, a bad soldier, you will turn around and run away, you who have no backbone.
Kodwa isosha elethembekileyo liyabambelela liqinisele libheke phambili njalo.
But a soldier who is faithful will endure and will take up courage and go forward.
Uma sonke besingaphuma la sihambe sibuyele emakhaya, lowo nalowo ethi mina Nkulunkulu ngihawukele ngibe yisosha lakho, ngihambe nawe, ngibekezele, ngiqinisele endleleni, ngibheke phambili. Hawu, belingaba njani izwe lakithi South Africa.
Oh, that each one of us, as we would be here these days and afterwards go home, would be able to become a good soldier that will come up, stand firm, will endure, will take up courage and fight for Christ.
Oh,
in our country, it is sad to see that many are saying that they are Christian, but in their life it's not evident.
Izenzo zakhe, ukugqoka kwakhe, ukukhuluma kwakhe, ukugunda kwakhe, ubone ukuthi ayikho lento.
His actions, his clothing, his dress, or even the way they cut their hair, it is evident there's nothing of it.
Obuka ukuthi uma umuntu ethi ungumKristu kodwa egqoka kanje, enze nje, ekhuluma kanje, kuyiwaphi, kubhekwe yiphi makunje? Noma yikho ukuthi uyesaba ukuthi hawu ngizokothwani mina mangingafani nabanye, kothwani mangingagqoki njengabanye, phele esinye isikhathi lesi.
So what will happen if we are this type of Christian that just says that they are Christian, but in their actions and everything that they do, it is not evident? Or are you just too scared to stand up for what is right?
Apha amasosha azofana noTimotheo njengoba mqinisi uPaul azobambelela ezwini likaNkulunkulu ahambe ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Where are the soldiers that are Timothy that could take up courage and could take up this fight for Christ? I remember a story of what another pastor in Swaziland said.
Maybe
as you listen to God's word, you are struck by God's word, and then you want to excuse yourself, where you say, no, that is of Paul's time.
And
And this pastor related how when the word of God was preached to other pastors, how they were making excuses and saying, no, that was Paul's time. Remember, Paul's put things very straight, and they just didn't accept it. They said, no, that's Paul's time. It's not for us now.
And then,
but when the pastor wants a new vehicle, then they start using those scriptures of Paul, where Paul says, he who will sow little will harvest little.
Kodwa uma esafuna ukuqhubeka nempilo ephambeneyo, hayi athi hayi kwakuyisikhathi sika Paul lapho.
But if he wants to go against, carry on with a life that is not right, then they will excuse him and say, no, that is Paul's time.
Kaningi ngize ngimangaleke ma ubabona abanye abafundisi nabanye kaningi kwabesilisa uthole indoda igqoke kahle noma umfundisi hloniphekile igqoke uthayi nebhantshi nebluke konke kuhle hloniphekile muhle.
Sometimes you see preachers or other men that are dressed well. They look as if they are respectable people.
Kodwa sengathi angekukhombisa unkosikazi wakhe. Ngathi nje ungayimbona unkosikazi wakhe ugcina ubonene nje. Ngoba uma ungaboni unkosikazi wakhe yihlazo, okufanele kukhuphuke shona phansi. Okufanele kwehle kuyaphezulu.
Now if you look at the man himself, then you would think it's respectable. But if you start looking at his wife, what needs to go up comes down, and what needs to be made longer is made shorter.
Umpostolo Paulo khuthaza uTimotheo ukuthi abe yisosha elihle.
Paul encourages Timothy to be a soldier, a wonderful, good soldier of Christ.
Noma ngabe uyahlaselwa, uyahlushwa uPaul, Timotheo, hlanganyela nami mntanami.
Even though Paul had to go through battles, hardships, but he says, Timothy, come stand together with me.
Ngoba kuyadabukisa kwesinye isikhathi ubone ezinye iy'nceku yikankulunkulu zihlupheke ekholweni, zihlushwa, ziqanjelwa amanga, zikhulunyelwa yonke inyakanyaka, kungabi bikho umuntu noyedwa mhlambe kubazalwane omeduze kwenceku kankulunkulu, ameduze komntwana kankulunkulu, amqinise ame naye eqinisweni levangeli.
Oh, so sad if you see that a servant of God is fought against, spoken lies against, done many things, and you don't even see one of the brethren coming close and being an encouragement to that servant of God. It is important for us as soldiers of Christ that we would stand up for the truth, that we would stand up and protect the church, stand up and be firm and encourage the servant of God, our preacher.
Hayi ukuthi mase kukhulunywa kabi ngabaholi bami ngime ngakosohlangothini lwezitha, kodwa ngime ngakubo ngilimele ivangeli ngimivikele njengebutho.
And when things are said against the leaders of the church, that you stand on one side together with the enemy. Oh no.
Osempini akalibali imidingo neminako yalokhu kuphila.
No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life.
Aze akholeke kulowo abuthwe nguye.
That he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
Aze ethembeke kulowo abuthwe nguye.
That he may be faithful to the one who enlisted him.
Kungamnandi kangakanani bantu abasha kube ukuba kube yilowo nalowo asukume abe yisosha likaKristu amele ivangeli laphe khona akhuza ububi, akhuza amanyala, amele iqiniso levangeli.
Oh, how wonderful it would be if we would be soldiers of Christ, standing up for Christ and going against the things that are happening around us that are of the evil one.
Lowo nalowo abe ngukhanya laphe khona alimele izwi likaNkulunkulu.
That each one of us would be a soldier shining the light forth and standing firm.
Mhlamba abanye bake bayizwa le ndaba ngixoxa khona la ngisesegoli mina ngakezi la.
Maybe some have heard the story of when I was still in Johannesburg before I came here.
Kwakuvamile ukuthi ngogudi njengegatsha laseGoli sehle sizela namanye amagatsha akwasiza abantu ayehlonke ezela maku ugudi.
It was a custom that we would come for Easter, Good Friday, all the branches of Sizabantu would come to be here.
Etohweni ngangitoha kulo kwakuvaliwe. Ngezala nabanye sisebenza nabo bahlakazeka bayemakhaya bavakasha bakhonzayo baye inkonzweni zabo.
And where I worked, we had closed. So I came here and others went to their different places to be with their families.
Ngangisemusha ke ngaleso sikhathi kunalokho.
At that time I was a young person.
Mase ngibuyele emumva egole etohweni sesibuyile sonke sesiyasebenza.
And as I went back to Johannesburg as a young person, I would go back to work as we gathered at work.
Sonke sesixoxa manje ukuthi hayi lo uhambe kanjani wena la ukuyokhonza khona, xoxa sambe kanje kwawe nje kwanje nomunye nomunye kanjani.
And each one would relate how they went on their journey and where they went for Easter.
Enye insizwa ke yayingangami ixoxe nayo ukuthi bahamba besuka eGoli beyoba neinkonzo kwaNongoma, inkonzo zabo zePasika.
And another young man who was my age, he said how they went from Johannesburg and went to their service in Nongoma.
Tibadlula edolobheni elithize bangena esitolo sakwaSpa bethenga.
They went and went past a certain town, went into the spa shop there and bought.
Uthi lapho ke sebethathe zonke izinto bayifaka obasket okunye bakufaka emakhukhwini bakhokhela lokho go basket kuphela baphuma bahamba.
And as they were putting the things into the basket so that they could pay for those, they put other things into their pockets.
Ngase ngibuza ukuthi hawu nasenifika nenzani ke le kwaNongoma.
So I asked, what did you do when you got to Nongoma?
And
they said, oh, it was wonderful how we could testify about Jesus.
And I
asked, did you also testify about that? That you only paid for those things that were in your basket, and you took other things that were in your pocket. And the person said, what do you think? How could we mention something like that?
Obuze ivangeli litheleka manzi eSouth Africa phakathi kwabasha nabadala ingenxa yokuthi abantu banegama likaKristu kodwa baphile ezonweni, bantshontsha nabantshontshayo, bajola nabajolayo, bahleba nabahlebayo, benza onke amanyala benegama likaKristu. Abantu abangakholwa bangeza kanjani? Apha amasosha kaKristu azoma alwe nempi, akhuze umhlolo.
Lapho
amakholwa entshontsha akhuze athi hayi ikholwa lintshontshe.
No wonder the gospel is watered down. If you are one who is called to be a Christian and you call yourself a Christian but you steal with those who steal, you party with those who party, and you do all these evil things together with other people. Oh, that you would stand up, stand firm and go against these things.
Osempini akalibali mnako nezono zakulomhlaba. Kodwa uyaphikelela athembeke aze akholeke kulo ombuthile, athembeke kumuholi wempi kuJesu Kristu, ahambe holwa nguye, ethembeke kuye, esaba uNkulunkulu.
He who is in warfare, he isn't worried about this thing, the things that are happening in this life. No, he wants to be faithful, he wants to stand firm, he wants to be true to the one who enlisted him.
Abantu abasha abazophumela obala bethi mina ngifuna ukuba yisosha lika Jesu, ngifuna ukuba ibutho mina lika Jesu, ngimele izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Where are the young people that say I want to be a soldier of Christ, that I would stand firm and bring God's word?
Kodwa ubuza umuntu abe yisosha ngempela elithembekile, kufanele kamelane nempi eqondene naye ngqo yena ngayedwa. Izimpi amema abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bamseke ngumthandazo, adalule imicibisholo kaSathane emcibishelayo.
But to be a faithful soldier, you have to be faithful in the battle that comes your way. The battle that is raging against you, that you can go to the children of God, that you can be supported by them in prayer, and can confess
and bring to light the evil when if something like that happens.
Noma ngabe umuntu omusha vukelwa inyama yakhe ehlaseleka azahluleke ukulala avuka hlabe phansi nedola thandaze athi nkulunkulu mana ngakimi ngisize nginqobe lempi azayinqobe futhi ngempela ngumsaka kaNkulunkulu ahambe ke yisosha efakaza ngoJesu enganamahlobo.
And where is the young person when that battle rages against the flesh, where your flesh wants to overcome you in the middle of the night, where you then get up and you fall on your knees and you cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, help me, I want to stand firm. Often we have the young people that say, oh, I'm a hero. What type of hero are you? This little cigarette that is overcoming you, that even when you want to go and sleep, you cannot sleep without having one of them. A true soldier of Christ is one that will stand firm, who will protect the church, who will protect the nation, who will protect so that the devil, the enemy, when he comes, that they can shield off the enemy. The soldier of Christ will go against the things where he needs to go against. And as that soldier of Christ becomes firm and becomes stronger, then that soldier can go together with other soldiers, even out of Jerusalem, and go into Samaria, and even go further, that they can go and fight the battle, helping other souls. You cannot be a faithful soldier if you are still troubled by lies, troubled by hatred, troubled by a grudge, where you say, I forgive, but I will never forget. Let me close with this.
Omunye umfundisi njalo bethi mayibuye enkonzweni yakhe yasekuseni bese kuthi mantambama bese phuma nomfanyana wakhe omncane oneminyaka eyishumi nomuvo bahambe sebeqoqa ama-pamphlet abo behambe bewanikeza abantu umuzi nomuzi benqonqoza benike nabantu abahlangana nabo endleleni ama-pamphlet evangeli.
There was a preacher that after Sunday service, the morning service, in the evening he would go with his 11-year-old son, and they would go out having tracts in their hands. They would go from door to door knocking, handing out these tracts and giving also to the people that they meet up with. Equipping his 11-year-old son for preaching the gospel, for being a good soldier of Christ. So that was their custom, that they would gather their pamphlets and they would go from house to house handing out these tracts.
Ngolunye usuku lana kakhulu izulu lina futhi imvula ebandayo kuze kube ngathi liyakhithika.
But one day there was such a rain and it was a cold rain.
Futhi laqinisa kakhulu emva kwedina layiqinisa impela mantambama ngesikhathi impela sekufanele baphume behambise lezincwajana.
And after lunch, the rain even got stronger. And when the time came closer, when they should go out to give out these tracts, the rain came even down more.
Leli sosha elincane elineminyaka 11 lathi baba sesingahamba manje noma engakacabanga umfundisi lo ubesebona isimo sezulu wacabanga ukuthi ayengeke sihambe namhlanje. Leli sosha ke elineminyaka 11 lathi baba sesingahamba sihambise incwajana zevangeli.
And as the pastor was looking at the weather, looking at the skies, he was thinking, no, today we will not be able to go out. But then this young soldier, the 11-year-old boy, said, Dad, can we go now?
Leli sosha wasethi umfundisi, ayi ndodana, namhlanje ngeke sihambe.
And then the pastor said, no, my son, today we will not go out.
Liyana kakhulu namhlanje futhi kuyabanda kakhulu ngeke sihambe.
No, the rain is too heavy and it's too cold today.
Isosha leli encane laphakamisa amehlo lathi baba, uma ngabe lina kubakhaza kakhulu abantu abayini esihogweni.
And this young boy looked up to his father and said, Father, when it is so cold and when the rain is so heavy, are there no people going to hell?
Amathe buyela kwasifuba kumfundisi.
And then the preacher needed to sigh and he swallowed.
Wathi ukuthula umfundisi, wathula. Isosha leli lathi baba, ngivumele ngihambe. Ngitetele ngihambe mina ngihambise incwajana zevangeli.
And as he was quiet, the pastor, pondering what to do, this young boy said, Father, let me go out and hand out these tracts.
Leli sosha elincane ngoba selibuzile kuyise lathi baba, abantu abayini esihogweni uma kumakhaza lina.
This young soldier, because he had already asked his father if people do not go to hell on a cold day,
wathi umfundisi kulungile ndodana, hamba, inkosi be nawe, wamnikeza incwajana zevangeli.
And the pastor said, it's good, my son, you can go, here are the tracts.
Wahamba umfanyana lo ehambe ngqongqoza ekhiphe incwajana, anqongqoze akhiphe incwajana, anqongqoze akhiphe incwajana.
And so this boy went from door to door, knocking on the door and handing the people the tract. Knocking on the next door, handing a pamphlet. Knocking on the next door, handing them. And so it went on until he was left with one tract. And he thought, what is this tract for? Is there nobody else that I will meet so that I can give this tract?
Ahambe endleleni aqhubeka eqalaza kho umuntu oqhamukayo. Aqalaze ngapha ayakho umuntu oqhubekayo. Azaye kuleya ndle the eqekelele yodwa afike kule ndlu anqonqoze anqonqoze umfana.
And as he was walking along, he was looking from side to side, looking for a person who he could give this tract. And as he was walking, he noticed a door where he could go, and he went and knocked on it. And as he was knocking, it was dead quiet inside.
Aqhubeke futhi abelesela ngqonqozela umfana shaye nensimbi le ishayo ayekhalayo ayicindezela icindezela icindezela akho umuntu oqhamukayo.
But this boy was persistent. He carried on knocking and even rang the bell, but he carried on. He didn't give up.
Ayi acabanga umfana ayi ngono ngihambe manje atukusuka kancane ezivalweni athuqhela kodwa kube khona lento embambayo ukuthi angahambi kungahambeki noma esethi hayi mhlambe ngcono ngihambe abuya kuye lezivalweni aphinda ngqonqoze ngamandla ke manje ayishaye futhi lensimbi.
And as he was knocking, he thought, maybe I should leave it. Maybe I should go home now. And as he stepped a step back, there was something drawing him back to the door. And he would go up to the door and knock even harder and press that doorbell.
How kwavuleka ngempela umnyango.
And eventually, the door opened.
Kuqhamuka umama omdala osekhulile.
And it was an old lady.
Neyinwele sezimhlophe.
Old lady with white hair on the inside.
Ajabule lomfana amamatheke nemvula amanzi emvule ehlala amamatheke kanti lo mama uqhamuka yena unobuso bomuntu ocindezelekileyo okhungethwe umoya omkhungetheyo. Nangu lomfanyana omncane yamamatheka nobuso obuhle amniki incwajana. Athi umfana mama uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda.
And as this boy looked at this old lady with her white hair, he looked at her smiling and he was overjoyed because he could meet up with this lady and he said, oh, granny, look at this. Here is a tract for you. And I just want to say to you, God loves you. But this lady who was depressed, who was distraught, then could accept it from him.
And
this lady, with a downcast face, stepped back, closed the door. And the young boy, overjoyed, ran home because he could give his last track.
Afika ekhaya umxoxele ubaba wakhe umfundisi ukuthi uhambe kanjani, uhamba kanjani waze wayofika kulowo muzi wokugcina, kulowo mama omdala amnikele uncwajana.
And then he related to his father, who was the pastor. He related how it was and then how he could hand out all those tracts until he came to this last door where he could give this old lady the last one.
Ngesonto elandelayo mabefika bonke enkonzweni ngesikhathi umfundisi esukuma ezokwethula inkonzo yakhe noma yethule bese thi akekho nokufakazi ocela nje ofisa ukusho okuthize anikeze noma ufakazi.
And as the pastor on the following Sunday stood up, he asked the congregation, is there no one amongst us who wants to testify?
And
an old lady who was seated at the back stood up and she slowly, slowly walked forward. And this lady said, God loves me. My husband passed away just these past years.
And
I was left all alone. In this big house, nobody came to visit. I was just left alone.
Isigcino ngenxa yokuthi ngihlala ngedwa ngesonto eledlule ngathatha isinqumo ngathi ayincono ngife.
And because of this past Sunday, I thought, you know, it is best if I just die.
Thatha intambo wayibophela phezulu endlini.
She took a rope and tied it.
Wayisegibela esihlalweni ukuba akwazi ukufinyelela entanjeni laphaya.
And she got up onto a chair, put the rope around her head.
And
she
kwangqongqoza umuntu emnyango.
And as she put it over her head, down to her neck, standing on the chair, just ready to kick away the chair so that she would hang there and die. Then all of a sudden there was knocking on the door, and I stood quiet, and then this knocking came back again. And as this lady had the rope here around her neck, just ready to kick away the chair, here was this persistent knocking on the door.
Yonke leminyaka ngashonelwa umyeni wami ngivakashelwa umuntu akho umuntu ofika la ekhaya lo fika namhlanje ke ake ngilinda azadlula yekungqonqoza wayeka nje intabila emile esitulweni.
And then the lady thought, you know, on this day, just on this day when I decide to do this, after nobody has visited me all this time, who is this person trying to knock and come and visit me? Let me just let the time go by that the person leaves.
Kwase kuthi nya emnyango kwanyamalala ungqonqoza kwanyamalala nensimba abeyicindezela umfanyana hayi obonthi hayi kusho ukuthi useyahamba kwaphinda futhi wanqonqoza ngamawala lo muntu owayelapha emnyango kusho lo mama efakaza phambi kwebandla.
And as this lady testified, she said she was standing there and it got quiet and she thought, well, this person is now going to leave. But all of a sudden, this knocking was back, and it was harder than before, and more persistent, and the doorbell rang more frequently. So this lady then took that rope and took it off her neck. Got down from the chair.
Ngabona le ngilosana encanyanyana enobuso obumamathekayo umfanyana omncane wanginikeza incwajana ebhaliwe ukuthi uje wayisethi kimi uJesu uyangithanda.
And as this lady walked down the steps going from where she was on a different story of the house, she walked down the steps, walked down till she got to the door. When she opened, she saw this little angel and this young boy looking at her, smiling, giving the tract and saying, God loves you.
Ngase ngisuka ngangena endlini yami kusho lo mama, ngase ngifundisisa lencwadi, ngafunda ngothando lukaNkulunkulu, ngafunda ngothando angithanda ngalo nami. Kusukela lapho kwashintsha ukucabanga, kwashintsha ukwenza.
And as I stepped back from this boy, closed the door, I took this tract that he had given me and I started reading. And as I was reading, I saw God's love for me.
And
since then, my whole mindset has changed. This that I wanted to kill myself has left. And here I am testifying, I am joyful. Why? Because of this little angel who was the little boy who could come to me and say, God, Jesus loves you.
And
then the pastor got up, went to his 11-year-old son, he hugged him, and his heart got soft.
Apha masosha phakathi kwethu bantu abasha azophuma lapha hambe athi ngifuna nami ukuphuma ngihambe nginqobile ngilwile nesono nganqoba ngoba ngizilethe obali izono zami ngayivuma ngathola umkhuleko ongiqinisayo ngizohamba ngibatshele nabanye ngoJesu.
Where are those soldiers who will stand up, who will say, I have confessed my sin, I have brought it to the light, I have overcome it, and now because of that, for that reason, I go out and I will tell others about Jesus.
Bantu abashapha amasosha azophuma la enjengoTimotheu, uPaula zamshiya naseFeso elindibanda khona elusibanda khona. Abazophuma la bethi sizommela uJesu, sizolumela ivangeli, sizokhuluma ngaye, sizoyeka ukuxoxa ngabafana, sizoyeka ukuxoxa ngamantombazane, sizokhuluma ngoJesu manje phakathi kwabantu lapha esikhona. Iqhubeka indaba kaJesu, basindiswa abantu ekufeni.
Where are those soldiers like Timothy, who was even entrusted to go to Ephesus to go and look after that congregation? Where are those young soldiers who will stand up against the evil that is going around them?
Baphi abazothi cha kusukela namhlanje sithatha isinqumo sokuba amasosha manje ngiyalwa nempe engihlaselayo ngizolwa nezona ezikumina ngidalule ngizibeke obala ngize ngichithe lempi ukuze ngijoin impe enkulu ezophuma iphumele phandle itshele nabanye ngoJesu othanda bonke abantu.
Where are those soldiers who will fight against the sin that is within them, that they are sin themselves, that they come and bring it to the light, and where they will stand up and say, no, I need to be a soldier of Christ? Young person, boy, girl, come get up and be a soldier of Christ. Come fight the battle, Jesus calls you.
The word of the Lord says, where the Lord Jesus speaks, and he says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock.
Izwi lenkosi lithi uJesu uthi bheka ngimi ngasemnyango ngiyanqonqoza.
And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in.
Loyo ozwa izwi lami avule emnyango ngiyangena ngihlale naye.
Have you heard the Lord Jesus knock on the door of your heart tonight?
Sumzwile namhlanje kusihlwa uJesu engqonqoza umnyango wenhliziyo yakho.
Are you going to jump off that chair and go to hell? Or are you going to get off that chair and go and open the door and let him come in and cleanse you and save you?
Ngabe sinyathelo sakho uzosithatha lapho usuku uma kule ndawo ohleli kuyona ukugxuma kumele esigogweni ungene ugijima noma uzosukuma uthathe isinyathelo sokuthi usondele kuye ngicela ukuba akusize impilo yakho.
Shall we pray together?
Cela sithanda.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your invitation to us tonight.
Nkosi Jesu, siyabonga kakhulu ngokukhulumisana kwakho namhlanje kusiswa nokusimema kwakho.
Lord, we pray that through your Holy Spirit you will convict us of sin and of righteousness.
Nkosi, siyakhuleka sicela sinxusa kwangazathi ungasola ngokonani ukuhluleka kwethu namhlanje kusihlwa.
And that you will convict us of your judgment. And that you will grant us the grace to soften our hearts and to open the door of our hearts for you to come in.
We
pray that for your name's sake, to your honor and glory.
Sikhuleka sicela konke lokhu ngenxa yegama lakho nangenxa yodumo nenkazimulo yakho.
In the precious name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Egameni elihle neligugu lomfelo wethu Jesu Christ.
Amen.